But the Gemara answers, the reason why Reb Shimon does not hold like this is because he holds like this.
The Torah writes in Vayikra Hey, the parasha of Shavuos Eidus, right next to Gabe Shavuos Bitui, to Gabe Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim. All these three cases, you have the Korban, Ola V'Yerid. So it says the three together. Now, did the Kulam Nema Behem Venelam? In the parasha of Shavuos Bitui, it says clear Venelam only if you're a Shoigin. In the parasha of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim, it says Venelam only if you're a Shoigin. The Kanloi Nema Behem Venelam. And here in the parasha of Shavuos Eidus, it does not say the word vanillum. Why? It's something special. It's teaching us lechayev ala mezik shoygig. Here, Reb Shimon holds it's a clear limud that by Shavuos Eidus you do not need a vanillum, and just the opposite. It's only bemezid, and not if you're a shoygig. So therefore, even though there's a gzera shava of techot or techta of pikodin from Eidus, but you only use that to teach us that Eidus is only by money, just like by pikodin. Even though Pikodin itself is only b'shoigig, not b'mezid, because learned out from Mila, but I do not use that Xerish Shavu to teach it back to Eidus, to say Eidus is also only b'shoigig. Because Eidus is in its own Pasha, has its own limud. Eidus has its own limud, it does not say the word vanellum. Even though in the other two things, right next to it, does say the word vanellum, that's the proof to say that Eidus is only b'mezid and not b'shoigig. Now the Mishnah says, if Reuven says to two Edim, I want you to swear that you know Edis, if you're not going to come to say Edis for me, what? That you two Edim know, you heard, the way Shimon said to me, that he's going to give me $100. Give me $200. And the person did not give it to me. And so Reuven says, listen, you two Edim know it, I want you to swear to me about this Edis. So even if they swear false, still harei l'peturim. They're part of an korban shvuas Edis. Why? Shein chayovim elo al tfiyas momen kipikodim. The parash of Edis is only talking about money, where Reuven says to the Edim, you know that he, Vadai, for sure owes me the money. Like he did something wrong, he borrowed the money. Like kipikodim, where I gave you something to watch. Mashenken of Hirashi says, that Shoy Yochol Loimar Chazranevi. Here, even though it's true, the person yesterday said, I'm going to give you a present, but he has the right to retract, he has the right to change his mind. So it's not called the Vadai Chiv money, therefore, it's not like it's a Kodon, there's no Shua Sedis. Mashvi Ani Aleichem, another case is, Reuven says to Edim, Kishetei Duli Yedis. I want you to swear to me now, that later on, if you ever know Edis for me, you'll come and say it. Shetavovateduni. And they say, no, we swear right now that even if we know Edis later, we will not come and say for you. So in such a case, Harei Elipturim. Even though they swear false, or they swear something not supposed to swear, but still the potter. Mivnei Shekodmu Shvuli Edis. Because here the case is they swore before they even knew the Edis. And we'll see in the Gemara, the pasuk is Mashmano, that first they saw the Edis, and they're supposed to come and say it, and now they're swearing false, that's the parsha of Shavuos Eidus. Not in the case where the Shavuot took place before the Eidus. What's going to be Omar the Beit HaKnesses? Reuven comes into Shul one morning, comes to the Beit HaKnesses, he says like this, he says to the whole minion, Mashbi ani aleichem, I want all of you to swear, like I'm putting the Shavuot upon all of you. Shematim yoizim li, if any one of you, Shematim, if you know Eidus for me, Shetavovate duni, you should all come and say this for me. And all of them say, no, 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 no. Lacharet erel p'turim. Still, they're all potter for a korban shvuah sedis. Ashay miskavin lehem. Because the lacharet of teveya means Reuven has to go to the edim and say, like atem edim, to say carefully, you are my edim. Here they just walk in and say, amashbiya kulchem, that's not enough. You are not miyakid, you do not separate, set aside the edis, there's no parsha shvuah sedis. What's going to be Omar Lishnayim Mashbi Ani Aleichem? You say to two Edim, I'm putting a shvuah upon you two. Ish Ploni Ploni. Shematim Yodim Liyedis. Shetavol Vatiduni. Shvuah Sheinon Yodim Lachredis. That they swear that they do not know Edis. But really, the Haim Yodim Liyedis. You know how really they do know Edis. Eid Mipiyed. They only know the Edis. Edis Eid Mipiyed. They did not see it themselves. They only heard it over from another Eid. So anyway, they're not fit to be an aid.
because Eid mi pi Eidus posel. So in such a case, even though they swore false, they're potter from a korban shvuas Eidus, because they were not fit to be real Eidim. The same thing, or shoy echad mihem korban posel, or else if one of these two Eidim was a korban posel, again, harayel upturim, even though they swore false, but these Eidim were not fit to be Eidim. The question is, this chiddush of Karav Apostle we had before in the Mishnah, and there's a Tosefta that says, here it says Lashon of Echad Mehem. The chiddush is, let's say there were three Eidim here, and only one of them was a Karav. So really the other two were fit to be Eidim. Still we hold no, we hold the klal of Nimtz Echad Mehem, Karav Apostle, Kulam Betelem. So since the three of them were together, and one of them is a Karav, he makes all three Tzulim. So therefore, even though the other two swear false, and they by themselves would have been fit to say Eidus, but now that they came together with the apostle, it's called Kulam Batalim, they're part of the Korban Shrua. What's going to be Sholach Piyar Avdoi? Again, Reuven, somebody owes him money, so instead of he himself asking the Eidim, he sends an Eved, he sends a slave, his servant task. Or Yishom Alehem Hanitva, or else not Reuven, the one that wants to collect the money, but the opposite, Shimon, the one that has to pay the money, the Nitva, he says, Mashbi ani alechem. I want you to wait and to swear for me. Shematem yoidim uyedis, shetavova teiduni, shetaiduhu. That if you know Eidus, you should come and say Eidus. And they swear false. In these last two cases, Arel of Turim, the Eidim apota. Why? The klal is, sheyishmu mepi ha-taveya. The exact kosev is, shvuas Eidus is only if the taveya, the one that's asking for the money. The Reuven that's supposed to receive the money, he himself has to go to the Eidim and tell the Eidim, I want you to say this for me, and if they say no, he has to make them swear. But a Shliach or the Nitva, they're not in this Pasha Shvuah Seidus.
How does the Nitva get somebody to testify for him?
You need the Tavei, nobody else. Tana Rabbonin, Mashbieni Aleichem, I'm swearing, I'm putting the swear upon you. In Lo Tavovot Yedu, Shomar Ish Pleini, Litzin Limasayim Zuz, that you know the way somebody said he will give me $200, Lui Nosan, Yochu Yechayovim, now that the two Eidim swore false. Maybe there's a parash of Korban Shvuah, Talmud Loima, Techata, Techata L'Gzera Shava. I have L'Gzera Shava, it says the word Techata here, and in the parash of Pikodin. Nemakan Techata by Eidus, Venemalahalam by Pikodin Techata, Malahalam Betfias Momon, V'yeshloi. Just like by Pikodin, your taina there is that you gave the Shomer something of yours to watch, and you want it back. So the Yeshpo, you gave him something of yours, he has to give it back to you. Afkan, by Shvuas Eidus also, Betfias Mamin V'yeshto, it has to be that you're asking these Eidim to say this on something that it was yours already, that you gave it to someone, or that somebody owes you that money, Vadai. But over here, what somebody just said, he will give you a present, that's only at most, only an Eder, it's not called the chi of money, there's no parsha shvuas eidus. Then the Mishnah says, Mashbi ani aleichem, kishetaydu li eidus. That when you will know eidus for me, and they swear, no, they'll never say for you. Tana Rabbonin, Mashbi ani aleichem, kishetaydu, when you will know li eidus, shetavova teiduni, yochli yechayov, maybe you chayv in such a case, you swore false. Talmuleim, the apostle says, v'shoma kril olo, v'eid oiro, o yoda. So v'shoma kololo, that means the shvuah, that first you wrote the shvuah, and you swore the what? That really, that you did not know the Eidus, but who are Eid? You really were an Eid. So idashin, misha kodna Eidus l'shvuah, it has to be that you were an Eid, you were fit to be an Eid. For loisha kodma shvuah l'Eidus. And not in the case that the shvuah came before the Eidus. Rashi says, v'hu Eid, shoy Eid v'yesh t'shoah. Mashma, at that time, when he's making you swear, when he's making the Ola, you are fit to be an aid. And not in this case, that now you're not fit to be the aid yet. Omer v'vesa knesses, v'yoma mashbi'eni aleichem, he comes into shul and he says, Alosh and Rabbim, I want everybody here to be in the shrua, so it's not chal. Omer shmuel, afilu eidav v'neim, even if the eidim are in shul, still, and they also swear false, they're potter. Because it's not called the teveya, ask them separately. The Mav Shita, of course, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. L'sricha, the Chiddush is, Deko Yalayu, that the Taveya, when he came into Shul, he came in and stood right over here, next to the two Eidim. So he came right next to them.
So Mada Tehma, I would have thought to say, command the Yom Lahudami, it's like he's talking to these two Edim, Kamash Mullah, no, that since he said a Lashon, I want everybody here to swear to me, he did not just say to the two Edim, that's not called being Tavei the Edim, they're Potter. Tanya Nam Yachud, we'll learn like this also. Roya Siyua Shabnei Yadim, you saw a whole bunch, a gathering of people, Oimdim, the Edim B'neim, and the two Edim that you want them to say this for you, they're amongst this group of people. For Yomalem, and you go to the whole group and say, Nashbieni Aleichem, I want a shul be put upon all of you. Imatim Yodim Liedis, Shetavov with you, you should come and say this for me. Yoch Yechayov, and they all say, no, no, no. Maybe since the Edim also said no, they're saying a false shrua, they should be chayiv. Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Vu Eid. Varela Yachar Edav. Vu Eid means he is the Eid, you're talking to him. And here, when you just say all of you, you're not miyached the separate Edim, that's not called a tfiyas for a shrua. Yochla, I would have thought to say, Yafilu Omar, Koloim Dimkan, if he says Lashon of Koloim Dimkan, that's like saying every single one separately, Koloim Dimkan, maybe that's no good either. Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Vu Eid, for a Yachtava Edav, that's enough. If you say Koloim Dimkan, like excluding other people and only the people that are standing here, that's more of a Lashon to the point. He meant to say the people standing next to him. So it could be Rashi means only in the case of Shmuel before, where the person is standing next to the two Edim. Even though he says, Kol Oimdim Kan, but he's standing next to him, he meant to say, these people standing right next to me. And therefore that's considered like you mafarish these two Edim. What's going to be Omal Lishnayim Mashbi Ani Aleichem? Zer Rabbonim. Omar Lishnai, Mashbi and Elechem, Plony Plony, Ematim Yoidim Liedis, Shetovay Vetudi, for a Yoidim Liedis. And they know Edis how, only Eid Mithiyaid, or Shoyechem and Korav Apostle, Yoch Liechayovim, but Lamaisa they swore false, so they swore they know nothing, and really they know something, just they're not cautious to be in Edis. Maybe the Chayav the Korav and Shuah for swearing false. Talmud, the Apostle says, Im Lo Yagid, Vino Savoinoi. That there are various because they did not say the Raiders. So we're talking about Veruyin Lahagoda Kosamadaver. We're talking about somebody that's fit to be an aid, and you're denying it, then you're Chayiv. But here that you're only aid Mithiyed or a Korav, that you're possible anyway, there's no Parash to Korban Shua. Sholach Tiyar Avdoi, you yourself, the Tavei himself, does not ask the Aidim. Right, right. They're not Chayiv or Korban Shua. Because. Right, right. Because since even if they would say Edis, Bezal would not be mekabel them, so now that they hold themselves back, they're not in the parsha. Shilach b'yer avdoi, let's say the Tavei himself does not come, just he sends his Eved to ask for the Shvuah. Tana Rabbonin, Sholach b'yer avdoi, oy shom alehem ha-nitzvah, or else not the Tavei, the Nitzvah says, Mash b'yen alechem, shematim yodim l'yedi, shetavov v'teduhu, yoch l'yechayov maybe l'yechayiv, because the Maisa, these Edim are Kosher Edim, they know the Edis, and they're swearing false that they do not know the Edis. So the Maisa, they did the Maisa Vera, they swore false, so they should be Chayiv. Talmudim, the Pasuk says, no. Im lo yagid v'no savoinoi. It says, im lo yagid, if they did not say Edis. So what? What's the Maisa Talmud? What's the limit over here? How do we know it has to be in front of the Tavea, though? Amar Reb Lozo, im lo yagid siv. It says, molay with the Vav. It doesn't just say Lamed Aleph im Lo Yagid, it says Lamed Vav Aleph. As if to say, im Loi Lo Yagid. It has to be that he is not saying the Shvuah to him. What does Loi mean? The Taveya. That the one that needs the Shvuah, he is not, he is the one that needs the Edus, the Edom are not saying to him. Because he has to be there. He has to like being denying it to Loi, to the Taveya, the one that needs the Shvuah. Then v'nosa avoynoi. Then if they swear false, then the chay of the korban shrua. But v'im l'yachar l'yaget potah. But if it's only the denying the rages to somebody else, to the nitva, or else to the shliach, that's not called loy, the special verse of kosev, im loy yagid, then you're potah from korban shrua. It only applies v'im loy yagid, the extra vav, teaches us if it says loy, that you have to deny it to him, to the tevei himself. Misha says, Mashbieni ani aleichem, that's one lashon. That the Taveya says to the Edim, I want to put a shvuah upon you if you do not say the Edis, or else mitzav ani aleichem, I want to put like a mitzvah upon you people that you have to say the Edis, Rosh Rachim ani. I'm putting an ister upon you. Is a reyelach hayavim. These cases are also a lashon of a shvua. We'll see in the Gemara that he ended off with shvua. So he meant to say with a shvua. Therefore, the edim deny it. The chayav a korban shvua. What about if the tevei just says, "I want you to swear, but I want you to say this for me"? By shemayim mevoritz, he only said the shemayim mevoritz. Then harielu pturim. Then the potter. The shemayim mevoritz does not mean like Hashem. Does not mean in lashon of a shvua. It only means I want you to swear. I want you to say this by the shemayim mevoritz. That's not a lashon of a shvua. Therefore, you potter. The aleph dalad he swears with the name of Hashem, the Adoy, or else. The Yud Kei, Ros B'Shakai, B'Tzvokois, B'Chanan V'Rachum, B'Yerach Apayim, V'Rav Ches, any one of these words, or V'Chol HaKinuyim, any Kinuy, any secondary name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harei L'Chayavim, that's also a Lashon of a Shvua. But here in the Pasha, Shvua says it does not say the word Shvua. It says, B'Shoma Kel Olah, you heard the Kel of an Olah. So these things are also included in the word Olah. Rashi says, V'Zuhi Olah. But the words of Hashem are also included, are also enough for the Shvua. Or this is when the Tzaveah is coming to the Edim and saying, "I want you to say this for me." And they say no. So he says, "I want you to say it like in Hashem's name. Like I'm telling you, I want you to say it over in the name of Hashem. Like I'm putting Hashem's name upon you if you do not say the Edis." That's like putting a shvu upon him if he does not say the edis, and he still says no, that's called his kafa b'shvua and the b'chayv b'korban. The same thing, hamakalal b'kulam, if you curse Hashem with any one of these names, chayif yichayif misa, has killed us Hashem as not only the Shem HaMeforish, but even with the kinuyim. Dibur Rabbi Meir, v'chom and poitim, they say no, you only chayif if you curse Hashem with the Shem HaMeforish, but not with the kinuyim. They hold yipotah from misa. We'll have in the Gemara to learn out from Sukkim. Learn out from Sukkim. Hamakal over the imai, if you curse your father, your mother, the pasuk says Yichayiv Misa, is Bekulan Chayiv. You have to use Hashem's name. So any one of the Kenuyim is enough to be Mechayiv Yumisa. Dibur Rebbe Meir, that's Rebbe Meir Sheet again. The Chom and Poitrim, they say no, that if you Makal your father, your mother, Yichayiv Misa, that's only to use the shame of Hashem, not the Kenuyim of Hashem. Hamakal Latsumai, let the someone just curses himself with Hashem's name, even if he uses the real Hashem's name, but he's not cursing Hashem, or he's not cursing his parents, he's only cursing himself, or else v'chaveroi, the kulam of the say, you're only overlap. That if you chayiv misa, if you curse somebody, it's only if you curse Hashem, or if you curse your parents. But if you curse somebody else, even with Hashem's name, the real Hashem's name, still it's only a lav, not more. Must be somebody says, Yakucho Hashem Elokim, that's the way somebody curses somebody. Rosh Vechem Yakucho Elokim, some sort of words in the Russian should be Yakuchem, different postic. Zui Ola Aksuva Vatera, that's the Ola that it says in the Torah, and Rashi says it means Zui Ola Yamama Liyedim, Echod Mina Mikroya Shabaklolis, Yakucho Hashem Beshechefes, Im Loi Tiduni, that's the way you say to the Edim, to Hashem, Yakucho Hashem, Hashem should give you this punishment. B'shechefes with his sickness. If you don't say Avis, Rav Yakucho Hashem Kegoin Shoyecha Tekura, somebody was learning the Torah and he was up to these Klolos Shabbatera, and you said now that today is said to the Edim, Kein Yakucho, the same way Hashem should give you this curse. If you do not come to Avis for me, that's also called B'shoma Kel Olo. The pasuk does not say there has to be a lashon of a shvua there. It's enough Kel Olo. There's enough as if there's a curse there. Is a Tzaveya says to the Edim, if you do not come and say this now, I want this curse to apply to you, and he still says, no, I'm not going to come and say, that's also the Pasha of Shua say this. What about if he says like this, Al Yakucho, the Tzaveya says to the Edim, listen, if you come and say this, then you will not receive this curse, or else, Bivorachecho, if you come and say, then you should be blessed. V'yetivlecho, then it should be good to you. So from this we understand that he's saying, if you come, it should be good. So we understand if you do not come, I need to say it should be a klolo. Is that called a klolo or not? So we may mechayiv yes, it may hold mechlal hein after shemei alav, that from the yes you hear the no. So it's like you spoke out, that if you do not come and say this for me, then I want the curse to go upon you.
So that's called the Edom heard the Shomakil Olo. They heard a curse put upon them, and still they did not say the Raidis, the Chai of the Korban Shrua. However, the Chomim point, the Chomim say no, that Shrua, the Klol has to be, you speak out clearly, you put a curse upon the Edom. But here, where you only told them a Brocha, and a Mechlal Lava, the Shemei Hain, that's not enough. Now the Gemara says, Mashbieni Aleichem, my Koma. What exactly did the Tevayah say to the Edom? What's the beginning of the Mishnah? And it starts off, Mashbieni Ani Aleichem, or Metzava, when he says Metzava Ani Aleichem, what exactly did he say? Omri Rav Yehuda Ovi Koma, Mashbieni Aleichem, Veshvua Mor Batara. I want to put a Shvua upon you two Edom, that if you do not come and say, the Shvua should be upon you. Or else, Metzava Ani Aleichem, Veshvua Mor Batara. I want to put like the mitzvah. Rashi Zeilu HaMitzvahs. I want to put this mitzvah upon you that you have to say this. Or else, Yisrachem Ani, I want to put an Issa, the Issa Roma B'Torah, with the Issa that says in the Torah. That's his Lashon, is what he meant to say. That he's putting something upon the Edom, that's also considered the Shama Kel Ola, and the Edom still deny it, the Chai of the Korban. Omalei Abaya, Elohod Atoni, that's what Rebbe said, Elohod Atoni Rebbe Chia, Kuv Lechem, that I'm going to chain you up, Kul Vechem, is also, it's Kul Vechem Ani, Hari Elu Chayavim, they're also Chayiv. If the Tevayah said to the Edom, that if you're not going to say this, I'm going to chain you, I'm going to lock you up, they're also Chayiv. Question is, Kovel the Yeraisa Miksiv, there's no Lashon Kovel in the Torah, that's not called Vishom HaKul Olo, you're not hearing any curse, anything wrong, on the Lashon of the Torah. So you can't tell me before, Mitzavani means with Lashonis of the Torah, or Yisrachim means with Yisra of the Torah, because here Kovel has no Lashon in the Torah. Elu rather what the Mishnah means to say is like this. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Mashbiyani Aleichem Vishvua. That the Edom end off with the Lashon of a Shvua. Meaning I want to put a Shvua upon you two Edom if you do not say this for me. And the same thing, Mitzavani Aleichem Vishvua. I want to put a commandment upon you, meaning he ends up with a shvua. The main thing that's mechayiv them is the fact that Tevayah ends up with the Lashon of a shvua. And the same thing, Oisrachem Ani b'shvua, and Kublachem Ani b'shvua. Then it's good. The Edom, any Lashon that the Tevayah is scaring the Edom, you have to say, I'm going to put an Issa, I'm going to lock you up, if you do not, and he ends up b'shvua. That I mean to put a shvua upon you, that you have to say hey, this for me, and still they say no, in all these cases, the chai of the korban, shvuas. Yes, Belimor says, the Yalav Dalid, the Yud K, Bishak, Etzvot, Etzchan of Rachim, Erapayim, Rachesim. Lemaim, you want to tell me, the Chan of Rachim, Shemus Nino, they're included in the Shemus of Hashem. And therefore, sit in Vishoma Kalola. Or in Minu, I have a question. It says clearly, Yesh Shem Hashem Nimchokim. There are certain names of Hashem that we are allowed to erase. The Yesh Shem Hashem Nimchokim. And there are some names that are written down of Hashem where now they're allowed not to erase it. Elohein Shem Hashem Nimchokim. These are names you're not allowed to erase. Kegoin, Kael, Elekecho, Lekin, Lekechem, Eyesh, Eyem, El Aleph, Dalar, Adoy, the UK, Shakai, Tzvokois, Hare Elo Einim Chokim. These shameless are the real shameless of Hashem. They're not Nim Chokim. You can't erase them. Avol, Hagodol, Hagibor, Hanoiro, Adir, Biachozik, Vamitz, Vazuz, Chanan, Rach, America, Fayim, Rachesed, Hare Elo Nim Chokim. These words, you're allowed to erase. So where you see, Chanan, Rachum is not called of Hashem's name. So here by Yeshua, why is he Chayim? When the Tevayah said to the Edom, he meant to say, the Mi Shulchan, he meant to say with the person, that is Chanan. That's what he meant to say. He meant to say to Hashem.
Yes.
Right. Smur says, Masnitsin Mishnah just means, the Mi Shulchanan. They're not saying the word Chanan, that itself, should mean Hashem's name. They mean to the one that is